This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Joey.
I'm Jeebus.
And that's the giggle there, that's Sarah. This is going to be interesting.
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
Welcome back to the Happy Times Podcast. This one's a special one. I've never had all three of my friends on here before. This giggle is Sarah. She wants to be on this podcast, but she also doesn't at the same time. She's bright red. There's no camera in front of her. No one's filming. We're just recording audio. But if you could probably see her sweating through the mic. It's a little weird.
You know, it's funny because it's going to be a good ASMR because, like, it's just going to be, like, Sarah fidgeting and giggling on the background. So, hey, my name is Jesus, as you guys probably know already.
And this is Sarah.
You guys are so good at this.
You have to talk into the mic.
No, I'm not being part of this. You're being held here against my will, guys.
Of enjoyment. So today we want to talk about something that I think plays a huge role. It's like a huge question in all of our lives right now. We're all going on like different paths. We're all doing pretty drastic stuff. Jesus is going back to Mexico. Sarah applied for a Disney job where we're knocking on wood that she gets. Thank you. Thank you very much.
There you go.
And just doing me, you know, living life. And the question we have, or Jesus brought to at the table is, where do you want to be in 5 years?
Okay. Should we start with Sarah? Sarah's just going to be quiet. Excuse her. She's somewhat shy, I guess.
I'll get her talking.
All right. So, Joy, do you want to go for it first?
Yeah, I slipped vodka in her drink. Okay, I want to start off. Do you see yourself in a relationship?
In 5 years?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a tough one. I haven't done the math.
Okay. Sarah, do you see yourself married?
Yes. With babies.
With babies in 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
One baby.
One. You said babies.
Mm-hmm. I did.
With like probably like another one like on the way?
Yeah.
Oh, do you want twins?
Okay. I wouldn't be opposed to
Can I be the godfather?
Yeah.
Really? Shake my hand.
I don't know yet. I have to discuss
it. What do you mean? You just said sure.
I have to discuss it with Nathan.
Oh, I'm losing.
Then again, it would be actually really cool if you have an Italian godfather.
That's true.
Italian-Canadian boys.
That'd be so sick. Or can I be the uncle? I don't think I can actually just... Can I apply to be the uncle?
That's 100%. Cool. 100%.
And so, do you see yourself in a relationship?
See, I have not done the math. The way I was going to tackle...
There's math involved
yeah,
in
there is math.
Maybe that's why I'm single. I never pass math.
Dude, here's the thing. The way I was going to attack this, where do I want to see myself or where do I see myself in 5 years is skills. So in 5 years, like I see myself with like a bit, like definitely more.
That's not the question.
Okay, wait.
I have lots of questions.
I know, but wait. So skills, like definitely like better on my field. Where that's up in the air and...
What are you doing right now?
Wife or relationship?
It's a question.
How old am I by then?
Do the math.
28?
There you go.
Damn. I definitely feel like I'll be on the verge of,
divorce?
No, either, thinking really seriously into, going into, oh, I may marry this girl if I'm dating anybody. Or I'm going to be a guy who's going to be like, okay, I can't fuck around anymore. I just need to, actually sit down with girls and be like, hey,
you want to get married at the age of 28?
28, yeah, for sure. It'll be cool.
Okay, well, there you have. That was
I needed to do math.
Oh, okay. Cool. That's awesome. All right.
You.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I told my mom. My mom was like, you can't get married until you're 25. I told her I'll do you one better. And 26. If that happens, I don't know. Got the dog now, so don't really need anything else.
Damn.
If he dies, what? What'd you say?
I said, damn, by 28, you're going to be...
single.
No, 2 years married.
Yeah, well, maybe. I have the dog now, so that changes everything.
Yeah.
Because you don't need women. Mm. Or men. Or anyone. Any humanoid.
Or bacon.
In the world, if you have a dog. Bacon. I don't even like bacon.
Yeah, there you go. Dog helps with that.
He can eat all the bacon. Yeah, no, I don't know.
Move on to a second question.
Okay,
buddy.
Calm down. He asks me, and he goes, okay, keep going.
But you think that you might be married at 26, but also
that was the plan.
Single at 28?
Yeah, I probably have a divorce in there.
Probably a divorce in there, you spice it up.
I mean, if my career goes successful, there's probably some girl that's going to want to steal money.
Paprika.
Paprika.
Well, you just gotta add the seasoning.
No, divorce is so common nowadays. It's not
so.
It's not an insult to even think about it. It's, what, 70-some%? Sarah doesn't believe in divorce.
Dude, not even just that. People, trying to get green cards.
What are you trying to say right now?
I want to have this on record.
Okay, well, instead of, getting married, where do you see yourself, let's go more towards working side. In 5 years from now, you're a photographer. Mm. Sarah's more on the model side of things. Now, Jesus, where do you see yourself taking pictures? Do you see yourself as a photographer in 5 years?
Okay, so in 5 years, I feel like by then I'm definitely gonna be in one field.
Oh, just in case you have to do the math again, still 28.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, still 28. Definitely gonna be more towards one field. Something I always wanted to do is be the creative director of something, either a brand or even if it's a small brand or any company. Just I don't know. I feel the reason why I say that is because when I work with you, it's not take pictures and that's it.
We
take pictures. We go look for places. We meet people. We work. Under constricted deals and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, under a contract. Well, because a lot of people, they see a photo and they're just oh, nothing went into that.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been shooting for 3 hours just to get that one right photo.
Yeah.
And still, for me, that blows my mind. It's when I see a photo on Instagram, I still think that. I'm okay, this is cool. But at the end of the day, they probably have to hire a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
They brought them in.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been a branded shoot. So they had to deal with getting licensing and making sure it's approved and everything like that.
Approvement, yeah.
It's a whole different world out there. And even just working with photographers, it's very black and white. It's very much do they understand your vision or do they not?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I get it.
Well, what you say?
Yeah, on the model side of stuff, do you see yourself modeling more?
Yeah, probably, but this is in 5 years, right?
Yeah.
So I'm
yeah.
probably already going to have,
right, you
a
have
baby
a
and having a second baby on the way. So, yeah, it would be cool to do
so you
more
wanted to get
into that.
To pregnant modeling? Pregnancy
yeah.
modeling? I don't know what that's called.
I don't either.
Mama travel blogger?
Maternity?
Maybe.
Mama travel blogger. That would be my dream job.
Your dream job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, get cracking.
I know. I'm working on it.
Oh, God. We didn't even know that. Keep it PG. All right. That's Sarah, folks.
You, buddy?
Taking pictures? I think I would... Oh, that's kind of tough. Right? I don't think I'd be, working to shoot other people. I think I'd be working to shoot more brand-wise and incorporating, on the Taken by Joey side, the photography side of stuff. I think I would be implementing... a brand's product into more of my
feed than working for a brand. Does that make sense? So instead of like going out to shoot a spin studio, mm-hmm. I feel like I would be working with, say, Cliff Bar and going on a hike and taking a photo of that product.
Okay, yeah. So like kind of
actual, like a contract shoot.
Yeah.
That, yeah, I think I'll be doing more of that.
That would be hella sick. Like,
yeah. I mean, it's already what I do on my main profile, but it'd be really, really cool if I got known for that on my photography profile.
Knock on wood. Animal Planet.
You want me on Animal History, Planet?
Like, you know,
watch
like,
me just shoot Frankie for the rest of my life?
If, like, they said, like, oh, dude, you gotta go to, like, Siberia, or you gotta go to, like, New Zealand and just, like, take, like, pictures of the place. Like, travel. That would be really cool.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
As long as I can bring my dog.
Yeah, would you ever put Frankie in, like, commercials and stuff?
He's been asked by some agents to work, and I say no, because I don't want to work with agents. But, like, yeah. Eventually, yeah, I just, like, I'm very picky, and especially I'm going to be picky with him. I know it's money and it's all that stuff, but, like, at the end of the day, I don't really care about that. I care about, like, the dog's health. So if he's, like, put at harm, obviously not. Like, I'm not going to put him in that one dog movie where they, like, threw him in the river. What was that? Dog's Purpose?
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Whatever. The one that trended on Twitter. But they do it in every single dog movie. No, they definitely abuse these dogs. Because I know, like, I train him every single day, and there's still times where I ask him to sit and he doesn't. And, like, these dogs can be trained for years, and there's definitely going to be a time where they ask to sit and they won't. So then they're like, hey, sit. And then they, like, force him to sit or something. And that's not what I want him to go through.
Do you think the dog and the chicken from France were abused?
I think they were just kind of, like, thrown in there. And, like, they were just like, we don't know how to train a duck or a chicken. So just flap your wings, do whatever you want. Just, that's it.
They're just funny. They're, like, my favorite characters from Friends right now.
Wow. The whole cast would love to hear that, I'm sure.
Well, that and Phoebe.
So, well, you're going back to Mexico, right?
Yeah.
You're going back tomorrow.
Yeah.
By the time this podcast goes up, you're home.
I'm landing, yeah.
No, you're already home.
Oh, I'm already home. You're already home.
Now, what do you want to, like, now what? What do you want to do there?
Okay. Good topic.
All right. Are you going to go off into a huge thing, or do you want me to ask a Mexican question right now?
Ask a Mexican question
right now. Do you see yourself, because you were there before.
Yeah.
Sorry, somebody's dying real quick. I hope they're okay. Knock on wood.
You know what? Somebody's surviving.
What?
Surviving.
Surviving right now. I that's 10 times better.
I kind of said surviving.
I thought they were like going to sobriety.
Yeah.
And like,
they're surviving too.
That's awesome. We're all drinking water right now except for Sarah. So you were there last time and you got your TEFL teaching
English as a foreign language.
Yeah, so you got that. Mm-hmm. Do you think you're going to go back to Mexico and start teaching English to kids? Do you teach to kids or do you teach to I don't know.
Okay.
Adults?
So funny and very curious. Reason why is because I still want to come back and, like, probably, like, apply to work in Halifax. But the plan B, and that's why I got the TFL, that's a communicative.
You're going to do great.
I'm going to be a great English teacher.
Anyways, keep going.
No, so, like, you literally just teach people how to, like, talk the way that we're talking. So, if you have, like, I remember myself when I was a little kid and I was watching a movie in English, could not understand anything.
Mm.
You can read, and probably that would be easier. But even if you read, a novel, there's going to be so many slangs and you just don't know what that means, right?
Oh, slang is so tough. I can understand French, but once it comes to slang, I'm like, I don't know what anyone's trying to say.
I mean,
it
just
sounds
like, what was I going to say? It's not Trailer Park Boys, but Letterkenny.
Oh,
imagine,
yeah.
Like, a Mexican kid, like, reading the script of Letterkenny.
It's literally just going to sound like somebody gagging. They just won't understand.
They just won't not understand the jokes or whatever.
So are you just going to be teaching, like, basic conversational?
No, he's going to just be teaching Letterkenny slang.
Boys. Further. No, like, literally, it's more conversation, yes. Like, definitely something that, like, at least in Mexico and, like, my family and friends of just people I know over there that are so afraid and will like literally pay for to learn is how to have a normal conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know that they have good English, but they're just scared of saying, hey, what's up? They don't know if it's informal, how formal it is.
Hey, are you doing?
Yeah, straight up. Saying something like that. Just as simple as that. And understanding, like, have a bit of an ease on how to talk, like, faster. Because for sure, they're just like, man, they speak way too fast in Netflix and any series. And I'm like, well, I'll try to help you out with that. Like,
well, I mean, it's the same thing when if I'm watching a Spanish show. Yeah. Or if there's a Spanish scene in an English movie, whatever. They're speaking mm-hmm. way too fast. Even for the subtitles. Listen, I can barely read English.
Yeah.
That's why I just speak it.
So, who knows? Going back to actually the question, the plan and the reason why I studied is because maybe I could, like, go to Spain, South Korea, teach.
Do you ever think you're going to be, like, you like making videos. Mm-hmm. Do you ever think you're going to be, like, working with a Mexican YouTuber or a Spanish YouTuber?
I do.
Whether, like, you don't even have to be in it, but, like, or whether you're shooting it, or whether you're just helping them create, or whether yeah. you're partnering up with one.
So, I feel like that would be, like, plan C. Mm-hmm. But like definitely there's like different options that I want to just tackle, and they're like my like what I want to achieve or just do, and it'll be like come to Canada if possible, if not travel with the TFL, and if not like understand what do I have in hands, what's possible, and what's the best I can do with it. And if me what I have in hands is me being in Mexico, and I know what I like to do, and like I discovered that through like working with you, like just like making content, try to be creative, write stories. Who knows? Like even if it's not like working with a Mexican creator, maybe I mean it would be cool, but like writing for like TV series in Netflix, but like maybe even Mexican TV series if I can't make it to a Canadian.
And
TV
then
series.
So then in so. In, like, English movies here, where they have Spanish scenes, you could be in the Spanish movies writing the English scenes.
That would be cool.
Right?
Yeah.
Hype. Nailed it. Boom. Job. Hire them. Done.
Straight up. Netflix?
But then the other thing is, like, when you go back to Mexico, you're just going to be... The main thing is trying to get back here.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah.
Well, knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
I feel like this podcast should just be called Knock on Wood, but then I feel like I might get flagged.
How will you say it?
Well, no. So you're going to be, say, I don't want to jinx this at all. I don't want to talk about it too much, but you could be on a boat for 9 months. So your entire life of what you're doing right now, which not, I don't want to sound mean, but it's like, it's not much, but you have like a good life here going, right? You have your family here and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just going away for 9 months. Is it not terrifying to you?
No, it's really exciting. I have, like, a crazy travel bug. I've always had a really big travel bug.
Have you ever traveled alone?
No. So that's kind of scary. Being in the middle of the ocean is a little bit scary, but it's not going to hold me back. I'm just excited to keep traveling.
No, I mean, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You could, like, you could always, like, I don't know, bring a deck of cards and find a mirror and play cards against
yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
No, I'm excited for this adventure. I really hope I get it. And if not, on to the next adventure.
But I mean, like, just in general, like, your life is very much stop, go, change, go, change, go, change, go. And
yeah.
It's just constantly that. And, like, mm-hmm. there's a lot of people who are listening who are very terrified of change.
Oh, dude. They'll probably be terrified of what I've been doing for the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
And you know that.
I feel like we're literally all on, like, this seesaw where, like, it could go either way at any
yeah.
point.
Yeah, well, right now especially because I don't know what my life is going to look like in 2 months.
Let alone 5 years.
That's why I thought it would be a good topic. I'll say, like, let's just imagine, like, for sure we're going to be friends in 5 years from now. Not gonna... I feel like Sarah's going to break us apart.
Oh.
No, but, like, I just find it funny. One of the biggest reasons why I came up with it is because when I was in Mexico and I was, like, finishing middle school, my teacher asked...
You thought of this podcast idea in middle school?
Oh, yeah.
That's wild.
So this is what happened. No, like, in middle school, I was asked, like, where do you see yourself in 5 years from now? And I told him, oh, like, I'm going to graduate from this high school in Mexico, and I'm gonna be taking university in the same high school, which is like a high school university in Mexico.
Yeah.
And that's it. Nothing like that happened. I ended up in Ottawa, like doing my whole high school in Ottawa and getting accepted for college in Ottawa. Like,
do you regret that?
No.
Hmm.
No, I don't.
See, when I ask myself, I don't. Okay. The only time I ever ask this question, like, where do you want to be in 5 years? I ask this when somebody is questioning their relationship. So, say Jesus, you met a girl.
I did. Not gonna lie.
And you're like, but no, say you're dating her for a while and you're just like, oh, I don't know if this is right. I don't know if this is right. I would ask you, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Like, what's in your life? You go like, oh, I want to be in a nice apartment. I want to have a good job. I want to do this. I want to get a dog, blah, blah, blah. And you don't mention her. I ask you again, and I get you to repeat it until you realize that you have missed like a huge portion of your life right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always ask this question when I'm trying to make somebody realize what's important in their life and what they're actually going for.
Mm-hmm.
Because like people are so oblivious to the people in their life. Like we get so comfortable where we forget where we want to be and the people we want to be with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I started off the whole thing with like, do you see yourself in a relationship or married or God knows what? You know?
Yeah. Not much.
Yeah.
See, that's why it was a tough one that you brought that up first. Like, I had to do my maths. Because here's the thing. Like, definitely. Like, met a girl. Cute girl. She's here. But then again, I'm going back to Mexico. Maybe I'm going to be in Halifax in a couple months or a year. Or in South Korea. Or in Spain. Or somewhere
South
else.
South Korea?
Yeah.
What are you doing, bud?
Well, that's the best paid... to be a TFL teacher, place to be.
Oh,
they fly you
sense.
In, they give you where to stay, and they give you more than enough money. Well, they give you enough money that you can actually save up money.
To fly me out.
Yeah, even.
Sick. Hype. It's making a joke, but I'm down.
South Korea, yeah.
Sweet. What about North Korea? Any good hookups there? Sorry. That's awful. the next question is like towards me.
Okay.
Will there be another book in 5 years from now?
Yeah.
The answer is going to be yes. I'm already writing one.
Mm-hmm.
And that you guys are actually in it, but without knowing you're in it.
Hi.
And so are all of my friends.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's literally about your lives.
Mm.
Oh.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name's Joey, and I'm stealing your lives for content.
That's
no,
cool.
I mean, I'm not going to say too much about it, but I'm working on something right now. And then the next question I wrote down, because Jesus asked me, was... how will your writing change? And I think I hope it does. Because I think, like, even... because I started the first book, the What's the Rush book, that comes out in October. Crazy, right? I started that 3 years ago in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And just from reading the book, you can notice, like, the writing change. Like, when I read it...
Oh, yeah.
Like, when I read it at first, I'm like, oh, this is so weak. And then I get to the end, I'm like, oh, wow, this is so much stronger. And, like, when I first read it, I'm like, oh, I'm a little embarrassed. But at the same time, like, the whole book shows growth, and that's the whole point of the book.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, in 5 years from now, 100%, no matter, like, even how I talk is going to change and how everyone talks is going to change, right? Because a lot of people write how they speak.
Yeah.
So I think there's going to be a huge change, which is insane.
Mm-hmm.
But... I mean, if this book goes well, then maybe I can just be an author and just quit everything else.
Well, and that's actually something I think I
because that's the next
that,
that's
yeah.
also the next question. You're killing my transitions, man. I'm usually
sorry,
flawless. So with you guys, would you branch off? Well, I guess you're both unemployed, so this is a little tough question. But say like your passion right now. What would you say it is?
My passion right now.
Yeah.
Is I mean like coming up with ideas. So, like, content creating.
Okay, like a creative director.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Sarah?
Travel,
okay. So, do you think you're ever going to branch off and do something else?
Okay, so,
like, say creative director or whatever we call that is off your mind. 5 years.
Yeah,
what's
like,
the next thing?
The next thing for sure, or, like, the thing I, like... feel like it's always been
keep it
something
PG. Keep
yeah
it
no
PG.
something that I joke about or just something that like I always like think oh man that would be really cool and just like vibing off of like chilling with people and like talking like coming up with series like episodes and just writing
well that's
like,
the creative director
no but like an actual like a Netflix series you know? Like, you're an actual writer. Like, okay. You are not a, like, maybe I won't even do the shooting. Like, I'll just be making the dialogue and the story.
Mm.
And then there's going to be
okay, so
an actual, like, oh, we hired this director.
You want to be a scriptwriter.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know what they call it, to be honest with you. I don't want to sound
either
stupid.
Like a scriptwriter or just a writer. If like, you know, because, like, maybe people are not going to pick up on it. And maybe I just want to publish it. And sure. I publish it and maybe that picks up by itself. Who knows?
You want to play a fun game right now?
Okay.
Let's play a game called Guess Sarah's Answer.
Oh. Ooh.
Let's see. I guess Sarah.
I'm going to guess that she's going to say, I want to be a mother.
Well, yeah, obviously I want to be a mother.
But that I feel like that's going to be like the job.
The job?
I think you're going to invest yourself a lot in your kids.
Of course.
Whoa! Jesus, got to go.
Okay.
Mm.
All right, you're taking too long. Sarah, just go.
I know.
You can't think. Well,
she said this and like
can't think of one.
Yeah,
can't
he's trying to do the math right now.
Can't think, huh?
Because I see it almost like the complete opposite way. As in, yeah, obviously I want to be a mother, and that's going to be my main priority. But there are so many different things. And
oh,
different
I know
avenues.
Let me throw. Ever seen a Bachelorette?
Oh no!
I just feel like for some reason. It'll
she's
be cool.
Be on there.
No, like, by the looks, somebody's gonna be like, oh, she could be, like, in The Bachelorette. Or, oh, she could be a cool, like, tag with me and let's be girls that travel together. Like,
have my own TV series?
Well, maybe even. Who knows?
Good thing they don't have mics on TV.
Yeah,
so, something that I just don't know how it still goes on, but like I used to like actually use a Snapchat, and the girl from the rundown, super cute, super young, and like she does her Snapchat series. I can definitely see you like doing something like that.
See, that would be awesome and very, very fun. But I don't know, like I think that there's so many different things that I love to do that I don't see myself doing a constant all the way through life. I think I'm going to be, like, constantly changing what I'm doing and, like, what keeps me excited and everything.
Like
so,
a weather girl.
Like a weather girl.
Hype. Dude, do you think we're going to have weather anybody in 5 years?
Yeah.
Wow. She did the math really quick.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm blown away. Oh. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I want to get deep.
Yeah.
Because that's what this podcast is all about. It's about talking about the stuff that just you get out and it becomes that happy time because you got it out. All right. How about your mental health? Like, do you see yourself taking care of yourself more in the future? Do you see yourself taking care of yourself less? Do you see yourself maybe in, like, once it hits, like, 2.5 years, do you see yourself, like, maybe falling off the edge and then picking yourself back up? What do you see in your future?
That's funny.
Oh, yeah. No, I laughed during that.
No, like, literally saying, like, oh, yeah, Jesus, fuck. He's going to be drinking himself to death now. Like, I feel like
that wasn't directed at you. It was more Sarah.
No. I'm just like really trying to think of like somebody that would say that. Man, that would be so sad. Like, sorry about the laugh before that. But it would be really sad if somebody said like, oh yeah, like in a couple of years, I definitely see myself like doing worse than that.
No, I see myself in rock bottom.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you like.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you why. Here's your issue.
Well, I'm gonna tell you like I feel like maybe. This is a very mature thing for me to say. But, no, seriously. But I feel like guy can't take me seriously.
Dude, I'm really trying. Could you say, this is the most mature thing I'm about to say.
Well, okay, let me address it. Going back to Mexico for 10 months and, like, literally suffering.
He starts it off with, let me undress it.
Yeah. What do you want me to say? Let me dress it? Where's the orange dress?
Never mind. Okay. Going.
Going back to Mexico and literally facing, like, just a brutal job and, like, It was literally just a roller coaster going up and down, up and down. Definitely, I'm going to hit rock bottom at some point again in the future. And that's for sure always going to be a feeling that you're going to get constantly. I want to say like once a year for sure. But me going back to Mexico, something that I have for sure like planned out, and I already have like, how do you say it? Appointments with like people. To get like a better
understanding,
no
knowledge,
eating, diet, having an actual like follow like a healthier diet, like learning how to cook better.
Colonoscopies. Sorry, it just came to me. My joke was late. I'm sorry.
Like learning how to cook better, like
on. You have appointments with doctors on like a nutritionist on how to eat better. Already.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow, I don't even have that. I live here.
Well, like the girl that I show you, that she's like a super fitness girl.
Yeah.
Like, she's part of it, but also his boyfriend, like he does the same thing. So they like build you like your diet, and I'm also like going to get like a workout routine. And then from there, like obviously I want to like see myself like being able to understand how to work out like at home. That would be like a real good goal of mine. Like say that you're just like, oh, like traveling and whatever, and you don't have a gym at your disposition, just like, oh, well, I'm just gonna like work out at home and I know what I can do and how to do it and stay in shape.
I could teach you that.
For months.
What do you think I do? Cool. Thanks. Yeah. Okay, no, so go to Mexico and learn that.
Buddy, what are you trying to say? Next Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, I'm not that type of person.
Get to the chopper.
No. So you see yourself taking care of yourself?
Oh, yes, of course. I definitely see myself.
And you're already planning for it. That's good, yeah. Sarah.
All right, well, I definitely can't see into the future, so I don't know, like, what my mental health will be like then.
Loser.
But...
You can't see? We've been seeing.
This
entire time, we've been answering this correct.
It's foreshadowed. We know this.
All I can say is that, yes, I plan on taking care of myself. Okay. But, like, if I were to look 5 years into the past and compare my mental health to it is... to what it is now,
mm-hmm.
I've like grown so much. I've surrounded myself with better people that have like made my mental health better as well. Hi. So,
do you think the past is going to repeat itself?
It could, but hopefully not. I mean, that happens.
You had to say hopefully yes, because think of it. Like in the future, you're just gonna even meet even better people.
Then
not saying that we're trash.
We are trash.
Bye, guys.
We are like Toy Story. Trash. Yay.
We're Forkies.
Forky. No, you guys are awesome. But yeah, no, I've like grown so much in these past 5 years. And I think that I'm just going to continue to keep growing and surrounding myself with people that make me happy. And yeah,
that's about it. That's all you can really do.
Exactly.
Great answers, guys.
Honestly, how far are we?
Oh, we're done. We're over. It's over.
It's what? Like 40 minutes?
No,
or
30 minutes.
I survived?
You survived.
Oh my gosh.
Is that done? Like the questions?
All the questions are done. And I want to say, good answers. I think like what you said about looking into nutritionists and looking into taking better care of your body. And then you saying surrounding yourself with positive people.
Yeah.
You combine both those answers and you have a really, really healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because you're taking care of your body and you're surrounding yourself with people who are helping you do that. And I think that's super important. And I think there's a lot of stuff that you can take from this podcast, whether you are 13 years old, 16 years old, in high school, traveling, living in Mexico, or Sarah.
Yeah, conquering a fear of being on a podcast.
There you go.
Yeah, the happy times is so terrifying.
It's so scary. No.
Okay, I actually wanted to say it's turning now into something that always happens. Whenever I leave, we make Sarah open up into another field. Not going to mention it, but before I left to Mexico 10 months ago, Sarah would not speak about a specific certain theme, and now she does. And... this is the very first time. Apparently, Joy's been asking Sarah to be in a podcast for a while.
No, it's the first time she said yes. I've asked her before.
Yeah. There you go. It's the first time
she
says yes.
No,
I keep growing.
Literally, I was just about to say that. It's a huge thing in growth. Growth is a huge thing. At the end of the day, even like when I was talking about my book, when I wrote, started writing it in 2016, like it was so weak. And then you read it, the 2019 version, and it's so strong. Mm-hmm. And so there's so much growth there, and there's so much difference. And whether you're taking care of your body or whether you're surrounding yourself with great people and you are a mother in 5 years,
That'd be so cool. That's insane.
That's insane. But that's so much growth. Literally, you're growing a human inside of you. Your boyfriend, if he listens to this, terrified.
Yeah. He's probably sweating
more than you right now. It would actually be too funny.
But I think before we wrap it up, I just wanted to bring something up. So the main question was, where do we see ourselves in 5 years?
See ourselves? This guy's an English teacher, folks.
Yeah, straight up.
Dude, I respect it.
Sometimes my head just runs way too fast. And my body doesn't keep up.
But when you go back to Mexico and you take better care of your body, you're going to come back here and we're going to run a marathon again.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Oh, wow. Well, I'll walk that and just chirp everybody else.
Hi.
And, whenever, everybody's getting too far, I'll, run again and start chirping them again. No, see, here's the thing. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you want to see yourself? Say, oh, man, in 5 years, I want to be there.
Are you asking me?
Yeah. And now here's the thing. You can put memorable mentions. So in the span of 5 years, you were in a TV series for a small time or something.
One of the things that I really want to do is I want to do a TED Talk tour. I think that could be really cool. Okay. I actually have my first speech at a university in October, which is insane. And that's the first step towards it. I think that would be really cool. And then writing more books. I think that's the two definite big ones. Because I think I'm better. I don't care how I look. So I think I'm better just with my voice rather than being an actor or being a model or being in front of a camera. I don't really care about that.
So those are your memorable
mentions? Those are the two things that I would like to happen. And I can almost guarantee you that they're going to happen before 5 years.
Okay. Awesome. No, yeah. So those are the memorable mentions. Now in 5 years, literally from today, what day is today? Today is July 24, 2019. What's 2024?
Dude, you're gonna be 28.
Yeah, we're gonna be 28. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
Probably being 28 years old.
No, you gotta come up with something that dreamy. I see.
Living in Ottawa.
I mean, I have $1 billion idea, but I can't say that. Living in Ottawa. I mean, that depends on the wifey situation. Listen, there's so much change in our lives, and at 5 years, I hope there's still more.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I'm just going to give you an example, so you can give me your example.
You just want to answer the question. Go for it.
Yeah, so...
yeah. You don't care about our answers. Go for it.
Memorable mentions. I hope that in the five-year span, we're going to actually be working together. I don't know.
You want to be on a TED Talk?
Example. So, if, for example, you had a tour or something, that I'll be in that tour with you. I feel like that would be cool.
That's a good one.
Aww.
Another memorable mention, I feel like it would be cool if Sarah starts, for some reason, just does travel blogging, and I could, get to, travel blog with her. That would be really fucking cool. Memorable mention would be, I would really love for me to be able to say, I'm in I don't know if there's, let's just say New York Fashion Week, and just yo guys,
you need a 5'11 Mexican to walk the room.
No, I'll be like, yo, you guys remember why I told you guys to save up for this dates and be open? I'll be okay, so I got you guys tickets. Come to New York Fashion Week. That would be super fucking cool.
I'll take that.
That would be a memorable mention for sure. And where do I see myself in 5 years? In 5 years, it would be really cool if for example, we could afford and just be able to say hey guys, let's go to Japan for a week and just stay there, just I don't know, not really go from place to place, but maybe either Sarah or you.
Just wants to be loaded with money.
Yeah.
No. I don't think so. Like, the way I see this happening, it's...
No, you want to be rewarded for your hard work.
Well, more than anything, I want it to be so, like, the hard work, like, comes from that. So, for example, you, like, as a photographer, say that, like, you've been asked by National Geographic to, like, travel, like, to many places.
You want me to shoot some cheetahs, don't you?
Yo, that would be cool. Yeah. And you're like, yo, Jesus, like, not gonna lie, but I got a good paycheck. Like, do you want to come to Africa? I'm here for, like, 2 days. That would be cool, you know?
I'm going to fly to Africa for 2 days. I'm going to do that anyways. I'm not even going to be there. I'm just going to fly to Africa.
And then, like, Sarah, for example, if she does travel blog or something else, it'll be cool if she says, like, hey, like, I got a brand deal with this hotel. Like, do you want to come to New Zealand? And I'll be like, yeah, I'll
go. So you want to be freeloading off us for 5 years?
No, I'm saying it would be really cool if, like,
I know what you're saying.
All three of us.
I'm doing well.
That lifestyle. Yeah. No, like, it's just like a creative
We're doing awful. We have no success, and we're just in the bottom pit.
We're just doing okay.
Oh, okay, cool.
Not really, like, fully loaded, but just, like, because because of the things that we're doing, it just so makes sense that we have to travel, we have to make content, and that's just our lifestyle.
Comfortable and adventurous.
Uh-huh. Exactly. So I'll say, like, let's go to Japan, because remember that one time that you went to Japan to, like, do that National Geographic shoot?
Do you guys want to go to Japan? Why don't you just plan it right now?
That would be really cool. Yeah. Cool.
Well, maybe on next podcast that we have, where all three of us
Sarah has to say her memorable mentions and what she wants to do.
I feel like I've already said it, like, 100 times, but...
We have.
Moms and traveling. But before we wrap it up, I actually have something pretty cool to say.
Okay.
So, 5 years ago, I wrote in a journal my 5-year plan.
Uh-huh.
And it's almost, it must have been like 4 years ago. I don't know. But so far, literally every single thing has come true.
Okay, now you gotta give your crazy example. What's gonna happen in 5 years?
Saying is, like, it's crazy if you actually write down the goals that you want to do each year in these 5 years, and, like, they actually came true. Every single thing on each year came true.
My issue right now is that I'm doing them.
Yeah.
Like, what I want to be doing in 5 years, I'm doing it now. So next year, I'm going to have new things, and I'm going to be doing them now. I'm not I literally don't plan.
That's why I want you to be outlandish.
Outlandish.
Yeah, just, like, literally say, oh, in 5 years from now, you and I, like, and Sarah, just be like, all of us are gonna be in Papua New Guinea.
I'm gonna be honest with you. The number one thing, if I am successful in my career, the number one thing I want to do is pay off everything for my parents and put them up and have them have no bills. That's the number one thing. And that is not something, that's not a 5-year plan, that's not a 1-year plan, it's not a 2-year plan, that's whenever the hell it comes.
Mm-hmm.
If that comes tomorrow, it's going right there.
Cool.
100%.
Yeah.
So, like I said, like, I'm not a planner. I never will be. I'm literally just a go, go, go person, and that's how I'm living, and that's how we're liking it.
Yeah, and I think it's also important to not, like, feel the pressure of having to put a timeline on your dreams.
No.
I don't have dreams, I have realities. Mic drop.
What's going to be your reality? Your outline.
I just said it. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys very much for listening to this podcast. If you liked it, make sure to give it a big thumbs up. And make sure to DM me or Sarah or Jesus on Instagram. And let us know what you thought. Let us know if you connected with one of us more than the other. Let them know. It's super cool. And if you listened for 42 minutes of us probably going back and forth with each other.
Oh, my goodness.
That's pretty cool. 42 minutes, Sarah.
Wow, I cannot believe
you
did
talked
that.
For so long. It was wild.
Yeah,
you're like 40 minutes of this.
I can't believe that.
Fair. Honestly, I'm very proud. Very, very proud of it. And for the last time on this podcast, we're gonna knock on some wood. Thank you guys very much for listening. Stay you, stay beautiful, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.